Maryland's News Now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Because of the revulsion that all of us have for murder gangs in this state, their murderous influence outside of our prisons, and their pernicious influence inside our prisons, I see these indictments as a very positive achievement and positive milestone in our fight to combat gangs and gang violence and to restore the integrity of all of our correctional institutions.
That was Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley reacting to the federal indictment of 25 people, including 13 female corrections officers, for allegedly allowing an inmate gang leader to run the Baltimore Detention Center from within. The stories of running drugs and money and of four officers getting pregnant by the accused gang leader made for some pretty salacious headlines across the nation. But it's the governor's reaction that caused almost a double take for some people. It didn't take long for the Baltimore Sun to write, "O'Malley can't spin his way out of the jail scandal, and his chipper assessment just doesn't cut it." Andy Green is the opinion editor at the Baltimore Sun, and he joins us now to talk more about that. Andy, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You may or may not take issue with this, but I think some people couldn't help but notice, in their view, we don't often see the Baltimore Sun being particularly critical of this particular governor.
Well, we certainly have agreed with him on many issues over the years, but when we don't, we certainly try to say so.
I was surprised at how quickly you turned around this piece.
Well, I was a little bit taken aback. I don't think I would use the word very positive development within a country mile of this particular story. The thing that's really, I think, gotten us as we've been discussing this on the editorial board as the story has panned out over the course of the last week is that, you know, while I certainly appreciate that the state cooperated with the FBI and the Department of Justice in the investigation, and I understand fully that they bring a lot of resources to bear that the state doesn't have, none of that explains how all of this happened in the first place. You know, there, if you read the indictment, it explains some very obvious flaws with security and disciplinary procedures at the jail that you would think it does not take a wiretap to figure out. You know, you'd think that competent administration would be able to observe that jail employees can come and go through multiple different entrances to the facility, that people are avoiding pat downs when they come in. You know, there are a whole list of factors that went into the ability of the corrections officers to participate in the scheme that should never have happened. And I don't know that we've gotten a really great accounting of that, or really much of any accounting of that at all.
Yeah, and Andy, I guess it's not just the scheme itself, but how long it was allowed to go on.
Right, exactly. If you read the indictment, once again, it says that the gang, the BGF, had effectively been the dominant gang in the Baltimore City Detention Center since 2006, which is before Governor O'Malley came into office. You know, this has been going on the entire time that he's been there. You know, certainly it wasn't news to them, I think, that there was gang activity in the jails, but I don't get the sense that they had any idea that it was this extensive.
So, Andy, you're an opinion guy, so I'd like to ask your opinion on this. Why did the governor react in this way? Was this a miscalculation on his part?
I tend to think that it probably was. Perhaps I'm alone here, but I don't think I am to think that that came across as a little bit jarring to me, and I think to other people I've talked to. Certainly his defenders will say, no, you're getting this all wrong. But I think it did strike a lot of people as the wrong tone to take in this particular situation. And I think it also doesn't help his case that he was out of the country during the time when this whole story was breaking, and we're only just now hearing from him about this a week later. You know, we've all been living the headlines day after day with, as you say, salacious detail after salacious detail of all of this. And you know, he comes into it at the end, and it just sounded a little off to me.
Is it fair to say that the Sun and maybe others will be holding Governor O'Malley to a different level of accountability because he's a potential presidential candidate?
I think once that happens, everybody will be looking at him much more closely. But our interest here is primarily in making sure that Maryland is run the best way it can possibly be. And that would be true whether he was running for president or not.
But did you have the thoughts that possibly this was his spin, as you call it, because he may be a presidential candidate?
I would not say that he has engaged in spin solely at times when he was thinking of running for president. this is hardly the first time I think that he's tried to, he or any politician has tried to turn a news story in his favor. You know, what was this going on in his head? I don't know. You'd have to ask him. But it doesn't make any difference to me in looking at this story whether he's running for president or not. The management here really screwed up, and that's what we need to be concerned with.
Andy Green, the opinion editor at the Baltimore Sun, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks.